What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Clear off the main course, because it's time for the sweet stuff with 11 questions on famous desserts. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you're brand new to the show, remember you can subscribe to get access to about 800 episodes on Spotify and Podbean and Podcatcher and all those good apps you listen to the show on. We also come out on YouTube every day, youtube.com/triviawithbuds, if you want to watch some video content. And we keep those videos just pretty much down to the questions and answers and a little intro and outro. So if you're looking for something a little quicker than the podcast, it's still about 10 minutes usually on average, but a little bit shorter if you want to cut out some of the stuff like you're listening to right now. Thank you guys for checking out the show. Thanks for spreading the word about the show over this lockdown quarantine time in all our lives. I have been keeping sane by doing a bunch of fun stuff around the house with the kids, little projects, scavenger hunts, cleaning, rearranging things, putting stuff in its place from when we moved into this house a year ago that we never did, things like that. And I've only ventured out a few times to get groceries and gas and things like that. So doing the social distancing thing pretty well, I think, and watching Ozark season 3. It's a little slow to start, but that's how that show kind of is. That's a show you do usually have your phone in your hand when you're watching, because there's going to be some scene where you're like, I'm just going to check what's going on my phone. I don't think it means it's a bad show. It's just sometimes a slow moving show. And it's a very dreary show. You know, something might not happen for several scenes and then something explosive happens. So kind of keeps you on your toes, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the rest of the season goes. My brother's on episode 4 and he said it really picks up starting around 3. So if you thought Ozark season 3 was a little slow, just stick with it according to Scott Buds. Today's episode is all about desserts. We have 11 questions for you on desserts, and this was a round picked by a couple who picked up some custom trivia nights from me a couple weeks ago, and I wrote this up for them, and then I included it in my trivia rounds last week that I am not performing live because all the restaurants and bars are closed right now, but I am still putting as a zip file to download on my website. So if you want slides of these questions and you want to play at home with your friends, your family, whoever you're locked up with, go to triviawithbuds.com and click the link at the top of the website. We're going to jump into those 11 questions on desserts right now. Here we go. All right, guys, here we go. Dessert trivia. Bunch of different things about cakes and cookies and ice cream and more. We're jumping in right now. Question number 1. What pizza chain serves a dessert called Cinnasticks? Number 1. What pizza chain serves a dessert called Cinnasticks? Number 1. Question number 2. Which delicious dessert is made from layers of jelly, sponge, fruit, custard, and cream? Number 2, which delicious dessert is made from layers of jelly, sponge, fruit, custard, and cream? Question number 3, what is the main flavor in a traditional tiramisu? Number 3, what is the main flavor in a traditional tiramisu? Number 3. Question number 4, there's a Netflix show called Blanks Just Desserts. Fill in that name in the blank. Number 4, there's a Netflix show called Blanks Just Desserts. Question number 5 for dessert trivia, what Ben and Jerry's flavor is named after a member of the Grateful Dead? Number 5, what Grateful Dead member has his own Ben and Jerry's flavor? Number 5. Question number six, what 80s sequel had the line, "There's always room for Jell-O"? Number six, what 80s sequel had the line, "There's always room for Jell-O"? Question number seven, what Netflix show is currently judged by Paul Hollywood and Prue Leith? Number seven, what Netflix show is currently judged by Paul Hollywood and Prue Leith? Question number eight, small deep-fried balls of dough soaked in honey called struffoli come from what country? Struffoli, S-T-R-U-F-F-O-L-I, come from what country? Question number nine, what is the price of the milkshake that concerns Vincent Vega in the movie Pulp Fiction? Number nine, what is the price of a milkshake that concerns Vincent Vega in Pulp Fiction? And question number 10, what chain used the slogan, "We don't make it until you order it"? We don't make it until you order it. What food chain? I would say fast food. It's pretty much fast food. Number 10. And the bonus. For 2 points, what is the first and last name of a celebrity known as the Cake Boss? Who is the Cake Boss? 2 points if you get the first and last name of the Cake Boss. Those are all your very tasty questions about desserts and desserts trivia. We'll be right back in just a second with the scrumptious answers. Here we go, guys, back with the answers for dessert trivia. Let's see how you did on this 11-question quiz for today. Number one, what pizza chain serves a dessert called Cinnasticks? That would be Domino's Pizza. Number one, Domino's Pizza. I think I would have guessed Pizza Hut if I was playing, but it is Domino's. Number two, which delicious dessert is made from layers of jelly, sponge, fruit, custard, and cream that is called a trifle? Trifle. Number two, Rachel Green on Friends mistakenly puts beef in her trifle. Number three, what is the main flavor in traditional tiramisu? I would have thought it was chocolate or chocolate mousse or something, but it's actually coffee. Number three, coffee is the traditional main flavor in tiramisu. Number four, there's a Netflix show called Zumbo's Just Desserts. He's a bald guy, and it's kind of like a Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory kind of reality show. Zumbo's Just Desserts. Number five, what Ben and Jerry's flavor is named after a member of the Grateful Dead? That would be called Cherry Garcia, after Jerry Garcia. Cherry Garcia. Number five. Number six, what 80s sequel had the line, "There's always room for more," or "for Jell-O"? There's always room for Jell-O. That's Ghostbusters 2. Ghostbusters 2, Bill Murray and the gang. Number seven, what Netflix show is currently judged by Paul Hollywood and Prue Leith? One of my favorite shows of all time, The Great British Bake Off, or The Great British Baking Show. Number seven. Number eight, small deep-fried balls of dough soaked in honey called struffoli come from the country of Italy. Italy. Struffoli. Italy. Number nine, what is the price of the milkshake that concerns Vincent Vega in Pulp Fiction? It's a $5 milkshake. He thinks that's too much money. $5. And number 10, what chain used the slogan, "We don't make it until you order it"? That's Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts used that slogan to sell their donuts and other things. And for 2 points, what is the first and last name of the Cake Boss? His name is Buddy Velastro. Buddy Velastro. Thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. We have one more question for you called the question of the day. And that question is, what color shirt did Shaggy usually wear on Scooby-Doo? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Tomorrowland. And your trivia team name of the day is Spock You Like a Hurricane. Spock You Like a Hurricane. Thank you guys so much for the support every night on my Facebook live streams. We've been doing that for 11 days now. Watch me at 7 p.m. Pacific do a different themed trivia night every single night, 7 p.m. Pacific. And I have Venmo and PayPal info on the screen when I do those live streams. So if you have a buck to spare, you can send it my way. My Venmo is Ryan-Buds, and my PayPal is ryanbuds@gmail.com. If there's a certain topic you want me to do on the show, join our Patreon page, patreon.com/trivia with buds. For $5 or more, you get to pick a topic we do every single month on the show. And some people have been doing that for a couple of years now. So thank you for supporting the show on Patreon, patreon.com/trivia with buds. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for the support. Thanks for helping me stay sane and giving me something to do with this show. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.